Watching the World. Risks of heading in soccer. In soccer, ball control with the head or heading is part of the game. However, recent studies using advanced imaging techniques and cognitive tests have raised concerns over the safety of repeatedly heading a soccer ball. According to researchers at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine, New York, USA, the practice increases the risk for brain injury and cognitive impairment. Detectable injury was observed among amateurs who headed the ball more than 1,000 to 1,500 times a year, which amounts to just a few times a day for a regular player.
According to Arztate Zeitung and The Local, Germany. In Germany, about 33% of children born in 2010 were born out of wedlock, compared to only 15% in 1993. From U.S. Census Bureau, USA. According to 2010 census data, 69.4% of children in the United States live with two parents. 23.1% live with their mother only. 3.4% live with their father only. And 4.1% do not live with a parent.
Hybrid vehicles more dangerous to pedestrians. Advocacy groups have raised pedestrian safety concerns for HEVs or hybrid electric vehicles, states a U.S. Department of Transportation report. Their concern is that HEVs seem relatively quieter and may not emit the sounds that pedestrians and bicyclists rely on for warning as a vehicle approaches them on the street or at an intersection. Indeed, while performing certain maneuvers, the HEV was 2 times more likely to be involved in a pedestrian crash than conventional vehicles, says the report. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has thus proposed that hybrid and electric cars be required to emit some kind of noise while moving at low speed.
New Scientist, Britain, reports, natural disasters cost the global economy an estimated $380 billion U.S. in 2011. The Japanese earthquake was the costliest disaster of all time, with losses of $210 billion, not including the nuclear incident at Fukushima. From Center for Retail Research, Britain. Worldwide, the most frequently stolen food item is cheese. Just over 3% of the world's retail supply is lost every year, mainly as a result of shoplifting and employee theft. End of article.